Well, yeah, but I'm the co-host, and I'm starting to think Phil's the co-host here.
I'm starting to think Phil's a big piece of crap.
I mean, I'm thinking he needs to, you know.
Hey, Kern wants to sit on Daddy's lap here. Kern, Midnight Evils is sitting on my lap.
Jim Despy of Super Asbestos Records at www.superasbestos.com has been offering Kern sexual favors
all week. They were in the studio for a week, and I still want his ass.
That's where we're at today, is at the lovely Super Asbestos Studios.
Diesel Laboratory.
With the Midnight Evils. And, Jim, tell us why you're not going to be here tonight for the remainder of the evening.
Being that I'm more important than most of the people here, I've got more important things to do.
The Midnight Evils will be playing in your studio,
months
in advance, and then you fucking rush out to play a fucking
show. It's a benefit for a dude with cancer. What do you want?
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
You fucking, you're going to hell
dying.
For that one.
He's dying. He's dying of cancer right now, and he needs
you're
rock.
Bound for the lake of fire.
And he needs rock. Hurry, rock. I feel so bad because I was going to see him Friday, and then I had a show because I needed to make money. And then I'm like, all right, I'll come to Grand Forks with you. I get sick, and I lay in bed all day. I laid in bed all fucking day crying and weeping because I have cancer. And then,
what's the second commandment there, Jim?
Thou shalt not lie.
You know what I think? I think you're bound for the lake of fire.
Louis Palo. What is that deal?
You'll be grinding your teeth and wailing.
Is that? But it's free.
Who?
Well, yeah. You get you on the donation.
Who's coming to Fargo? Billy Graham.
He's coming. Louis Palo.
Superstar Billy Graham coming.
Oh, superstar.
He's a poor man, Billy Graham.
So what the hell time is it?
Poor man, Billy Graham coming to Fargo.
The poor man's Billy Graham.
I mean, he's still rich, but I mean, he'll take your poor ass money.
The poor man's Billy Graham. So what the hell is the deal with the other Phil? What's his fucking deal? If he's listening, suck it.
I don't know. He's been hard to get a hold of lately, I guess. Well, he's gotten a hold of me all right, but whenever I try to get a hold of him, I have trouble.
Well, that's... Phil's a jerk.
I think he's avoiding me.
I think he's a jerk. It's a jerk.
No, we never. I
always like Crothers Brothers better. Yahtzee.
Give
a shout out to Ryan Anderson. Word up.
Yeah, and nobody. I was gone this weekend, so I couldn't update Yahtzee. But nobody updated Yahtzee and did anything this weekend. I think everybody's been yanking their pee-pee all weekend. Not playing with the Yahtzee.
Yanking their pee-pee.
He's missed two in a row. I was just saying that I'm the only, you know, one of the two. I'm the only one who's been to every show. And so I'm starting to think that I'm the host.
Oh, blah, blah.
I'm starting to think I need a little more money.
Someone's going to get a big head about this deal for sure.
I think
oh, shit.
Okay.
No,
I think I'm going into the next salary bracket here. I'm going from nothing to, a few. I've been getting paid in beer, I guess, here and there. Mm-hmm. Well, this is just fine. It is
premium. Schmidt's premium. That's better than the fucking
Olympia. Excellent. I love Olympia. That's probably like Olympia and Bud and Grain Belt are probably my three favorite beers. You know? I don't fuck around with that expensive shit.
Schaefer. Oh. Is it true that Hams is some big deal in St. Cloud? Is that true? Beer chest? Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying. The beer chest. That's a beverage of choice for Mothmas too. They tour with a ton of Hams. All the drum cases have no drums in them. It's all Hams. So anytime you see Chad like walking out of a gig with like a couple drum cases, all Hams. Because they sneak their own beer into shows. They're not going to drink at the shows. They only get like two drink tickets or something.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And then, you know, Ralph's only gave these guys one pitcher.
Two.
Yeah, but you had to... use some male charms to get that, I hear.
You had to charm the ladies.
you had to pretend like you hadn't gotten your one pitcher yet.
Exactly.
Fucking Ralph. So you used to give four pitchers to every band, no problem.
I remember the first time we played here, we got like...
Well, that was the rule, it was four pitchers. Yeah, and then, you know, you'd be drinking for free all night, but...
Yeah, like, the first time we were here, we got like six pitchers.
I'm kind of glad we only get one pitcher, because last time we got four pitchers, it was a horrible disaster, and I apologize to Phil once again for that little fiasco.
See you, Jim.
What fiasco is that? I don't remember. Was that when you played at the spaceship?
Yeah, that's when we played with the spaceships, and basically poor Phil's apartment upside down.
Didn't tear my apartment upside down.
Yeah, we pretty much got kicked out, so we went up to Justin. And so Phil was a smart man. He sent us up to Justin's apartment.
Ramble, ramble, ramble.
We tore his apartment upside down.
The white trash chick across the hallway kept on banging on the door because her daughter was sleeping. You know, and what else happened that night? Black Snake of the Spaceships was making magic outside in the parking lot. 6 or 7 minutes, the Midnight Evils are playing. Hey, Jesse Tomlinson.
Smurd
up. Midnight Evils.
Holla, holla.
You got a mic over there. Why don't you tell us about your rock and roll sound that you're going to give us tonight?
A bunch of shit.
What?
About the tour? Yeah. We're going on tour. We're on tour.
Where are you going? Where's your next stop, man?
Next stop is Portland, Oregon.
Portland? I hear that's a rock and roll town.
I guess so.
Yeah, I want to give some props to my main man, Nate Kranz,
yes.
Even though he ain't fucking listening because he's
watching
the goddamn X-Files. And it's great to know who the important people are here. You know, I mean, come on, Nate. If you're listening to this. Of course, this isn't my fifth beer of Schmidt, so not that I'm bitter or anything, but anyways.
Well, I hear Scully's going to, I don't know, do something cool tonight, you know? Has she died before? I don't fucking watch that show. I've watched a grand total of 2 episodes. Both of them have not impressed me that much.
I've watched 2 episodes and I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie? I've never seen the movie. The
movie's all right, actually.
I don't think I
will. I'm not a big fan of the TV show.
I've seen the video game in action, and that looks like a...
But they could swear, yo! Like we can on here, god dang it.
Oh, shit, Mulder.
I think they should.
I've got that movie on tape.
They had one shit and one fuck.
Man. That was a moment that you remember when you're a kid, though, is when Optimus Prime dies.
I remember that.
I got that movie for Christmas from my friend Lon.
It tugged at your heartstrings.
I sat there before bed one night, and I popped it in and watched it before I went to sleep. And I was like, man, this is a lot better when I was 10 years old.
Did you cry?
No. Well, maybe when... I don't think I did when I was 10 either, but it was actually moving. You know, that movie was pretty you know, intense for a 10-year-old kid. But when you're 24 years old, it just doesn't...
Hey, Steve, go pick up Barely Legal. I got something I want to read.
Oh, some Jesse's poetry time.
I got some poetry.
Jesse wants to tell you a little story about something that happened to him. So he's got it all written down. So
yes.
In his diary.
It's
called
the journal.
Jesse, the poop shoop story.
All right.
Oh boy.
All right, shut up.
Everybody, you're
going
to need
address.
To shut the windows and flip on the AC and maybe fix yourself a cold drink.
All right.
And
now.
Put the earphones over the kid.
Would you guys?
Would you get the kids out of the room? Please.
Would you please nestle up underneath a blanket, take off your pants, and enjoy? Since becoming a woman, Annie's made many special discoveries, none more exciting than the forbidden brown spot between her cheeks. The first time I stuck my finger in my naughty hole, I was just playing around, Annie states with a happy smile. I spend a lot of time in my bedroom. It always feels good when I put my fingers in my pussy. I can make myself come any time I want. My coochie smells good. A lot of the my coochie smells good. A lot of times when I masturbate, I twiddle around down there with both hands. If I stick my stinky fingers under my nose, at ding.
Please turn the page. If you're following around in your hymnals, please turn the page.
The same Thank time you. I'm diddling myself, I go off like a girl bomb. A couple of weeks ago, I became curious. Okay, that was a weird sentence. What would it feel like playing with my butthole while I pleasured myself? Every normal girl is curious about stuff. If pooping feels good, maybe it would feel great if I were to play with my poop hole when I'm already feeling excellent in my clam, you know? I stroked my muff for a couple of minutes. When it became good and sloppy, I smeared the juices over my winker. I've pinched some fairly huge logs in my time, but it was amazing how tight my shitter was at first. My pinky was all I could take. I worked my pie, and soon my bung muscles relaxed. I stuck two fingers in. I was ready to burst. My cunt spasmed. It felt like a shit explosion. I thought I fouled the sheets, but nothing came out of my ass except the most humongous orgasm I had ever felt. That was last month. I was still grounded, which is why I was alone in my room all the time, stroking off. This month, I finally paid off my folks for the credit card bills I'd run up after high school graduation. They let me date again. It's strange. Some boys think anal sex is yucky. I've been out with a few adults. I had to beg to stick it in my back door. Once they give my shitter a pop, though, they always want more. God damn, I cannot read.
Oh, he didn't like that at all.
You have to be extra careful with butt sacks. It's hard to wash up a bad case of anal stink finger. Once I did it with a guy in his dad's car, my date had bought a tube of anal lube. He squirted half of it up my sphincter, whatever. Some of it ran out onto the upholstery. His dad beat him the next day. He said the back seat smells funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
Let's get into politics.
I've planned something special, but my folks are away, and two boys are coming over. We're going to try double penetration. If everything works out, I'll be the first girl on my block to do it. Keep your fingers crossed and keep them clean.
Yay! That is straight from Jesse Tomlinson's mouth, people.
Well,
it is more straight from Hustler's Barely Legal magazine. See, if we hadn't given a credit to the actual magazine, that would have been Barely Legal itself. Hey, excuse the pun, folks.
He's on fire.
That one was
Corinne,
over my
are you
head.
On fire?
That was a Barely Legal poetry reading from Jesse, the drummer of the Midnight Evils.
Yeah, what?
The boys in the band. The boys in the band are getting ready to rock.
Porn.
He's putting down the pornographic magazine.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Great.
Justin?
Not bad.
Justin of Dart Records fame. He is like the boss of the Midnight Evils, from what I... Isn't that how it works? And when you sign a band, your record label, you're the boss of them?
Well, not in the sense of like when you're a kid, when you say, you're not the boss of me. It's not that type of boss of you, you know, type of thing. But
you just steal all their money and...
Basically.
You know, shit that.
It's basically not at knife point, but kind of a slap on the back at... No,
okay.
Just kidding.
It's like, hey, boys, you guys, you know... This record label can't keep afloat without you boys getting out on tour and selling some records. You're kind of like forcing these guys on tour, aren't you?
I applaud their move to go on tour.
Well, what are we doing then? Are they telling us we need to stop and let the Midnight Evils play their little songs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to do the Midnight Evils. We're going to listen to them play, and we'll have a little chit-chat with them and before they play... some more
great.
And finish out the evening's entertainment.
Well, great.
Why don't you stay tuned? We got some rock and roll coming on commercial free off Broadway on coachandsix.com.
Yep,
All right, we are the Midnight Evils from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jeez, there must be about 50, 60 people in the studio. Hey, thanks for coming out. We love you, people. We love you. I want to thank CoachN6.com for helping us get this gig, and Justin from Dart Records. want to thank the 20 to 30 women that just walked in. They bust them in from the North Dakota State Prison. We appreciate that. This one's for you, ladies. Sympathy class. Shit. It's alright, we understand.
You don't even clap for sympathy, you just hold up the beer and be like, yeah.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which, give it back, okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah! Give it a try! Thank you. This next song is called 2-6. This is a deep, deep song, people. One more, how about Sonic Demon?
One more.
Then I need to get my voice and that's rest.
This is one we've only played once, so bear with us, I hope you like it.
I'm looking in the street, baby.
Midnight Evils.
Can they rock or what, man?
Or what?
Oh,
yeah. No, they were fine, fine, excellent, upstanding young men carrying the torch of rock and or roll across the country all the way to Portland, Oregon for the next stop. They're going to teach those dirty coffee-drinking hippies granolas a thing or two about what it takes to... make it in the music biz.
Yeah, to make it in the music
biz. They're making it big time in the music biz. Midnight Evils are.
Rocking on Bat Records.
And
this is so fake, dude.
Why don't you explain for the listeners what you're talking about, Justin?
I'm a chick with a dick. This picture is so put together, man.
You think Photoshop had anything to do with that?
Well, for one, they put the number over her her like mid section, her torso, and you see here. They could easily do it.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like her top part of her body is like twisted around, kind of.
It
weird.
Does. It really looks that way, and that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I think that was some clever use of Photoshop.
Or hot, black, and creamy.
Oh yeah.
1-888.
Those are some of the three
Coco.
Best adjectives in the human language.
I guess the Midnight Eagles don't want to be. Oh, Jesse wants to get back on the mic here.
Jesse's getting back
the
on the mic.
Want to be interviewed or anything? We can sure do that.
We can talk.
You don't
want
to listen to me talking about smut all night, do you?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, this...
I break the rules. The wild side. She's got...
They can hear point. This is...
There you go.
Free. Yeah, we should be charging, $7 a minute for
Well,
this.
We are on the internet, so we got to use it for porn purposes, I guess.
Yeah, aren't the senators pushing some kind of bill to... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought
they're pushing some kind of content bill in Senate about a minimum of 15% pornography.
Those dirty senators. Those dirty senators. And you can find plenty of porn on www.yachtscene.com/dart, the dart site. No, you can't.
Yeah, www.yachtscene.com/dart. The Yahtzee, as in the game Yahtzee, with an N after it. Yahtzee. Yahtzeen. www.yahtzeen.com.
But don't go check it out now. I mean, wait till the show is after.
Well, you can... That's the nice thing about computers is you can run more than one program at once, and you can listen to the radio
and
surf the internet at the same time.
That's why I don't know much about computers.
See,
Phil here takes care of my side really well. And
yes,
I just sit back and rake in the dollars.
As well as the evil stuff, too. Thanks to those beautiful tour dates you put up there.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty...
We had a sellout show last night, and they all said it was from the computer, so we were very happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that computer, it's amazing.
I bet you anybody who sees the little web address on the back of your new 7-inch is going, there's a website for you guys then, or what?
Well, we've just been passing on the word.
Well,
that's all.
What's theirs? Is it Midnight Evils or is it Dart or yachtzeen.com/dart/midnight evils?
You can link to it from the yachtzeen.com/dart, and then it goes like /bands/evils.html So you may as well just link
to it. Let's not get technical, Jeremy. Come on.
You may as well link to it from the website. It's easy to get to. I think every other link on the website links to the Midnight Evils band page. So
what about the original Midnight Evils website?
Yeah, whatever happened to that.
Well, it's still
the official one. It said it was the official one.
The
fake one looked better.
Thank you, Tommy. It's still under construction. Tommy has been working night and day.
Who's Tommy?
Tom Daler, our good friend, and he's been working night and day. I mean, when this thing gets up, it'll probably be one of the most amazing band sites ever, but we're just waiting. He wants it perfect. He's a very, very touchy guy. If it's not perfect, he's not going to post it up.
You guys
want
to jump labels? Because we treat our artists much better. We have, like, tour photos up.
Well,
there's
going to
be some tour photos up soon.
We stole
all the ones John took.
I want to thank JP for taking photos last night, man. On Friday night.
I've got him under knife and gun contract.
And I don't want to make his head any better, but I just want to say that Orange 17 was very good the other night.
Yeah, John, I should ask, is it okay? Is it okay if we put your pictures that we put on the Evils band?
Looks like Phil's got a call.
The Mexican Hat Dance is playing, which means I'm getting a phone call.
Hey, hold on, Phil. We should make this public. We have a caller calling in.
Hello. Hi.
It's his girlfriend. You can tell by the hi.
Wait, hold on.
You can always tell when it's the girl calling because it's hi.
Because if it's Kern calling, it's where'd you get this number from, punk?
I've got the throttle chair.
So I guess I'm sailing this ship then, huh? That's scary.
Relaxation.
Oh, dude. Phil, our
co-host?
Missing co-host.
But
can I tell you, this is a roast for Phil Hunk here. This is why all the jokes are flying around.
Yeah, Phil, if you're listening, you're fired. You may as well. I fired Phil from Yahtzee once before. Too.
That was pretty good.
I heard he won't leave.
He wouldn't leave. I tried getting him out of there. And he came back. He went to California. I thought I could take over the webpage.
I heard now he's going back to Cali.
Is he?
Of Compton.
I don't think so.
He's moving to Compton.
You know, hey, Phil, did you know that Ross applied for a job that's in between Long Beach and Compton?
Long Beach and Compton.
Or somewhere in Compton.
Probably working on lowrides.
Well, actually, chopper shop.
Ross is?
Yeah, it's a chopper shop, like a motorcycle chopper.
Wow, he'd probably be... building a motorcycle for Dr. Dre or something.
I think he wants to get the job at the chop shop because...
Oh, man.
That'd be wild. Like
I suppose we could ask these guys
a
lowrider, the F-5.
Bike, you know, that jumps. God, that would be insane. So, so Kern, how you doing? They call you the Colonel. Why do they call you the Colonel? Is it like Colonel of Corn? Colonel
Ross? You know,
Ross?
Actually, when I was a kid, they used to call me the Colonel, and then my buddy,
so,
Brian.
So, anyway, we're going to kick the Midnight Evils out of here for a second, because we got a fella by the name of Adam Hagen.
Oh, I don't know.
Who is a local filmmaker.
A local?
And,
okay, wait a minute here.
Filmmaker slash what?
A filmmaker as in porno films? I mean, we got this porno.
So you make porno, correct?
That's not usually the aim, but that's how it always ends up.
Yep. That's where the money is.
What do you have a film out now?
Whoa, watch it, Phil.
I have some in the local market, but it's hard to distribute over, a huge market base. But Fargo's pretty big, and I think I've got... two copies of my movies floating around.
Okay.
Well, I hear you on the distro problem. I mean, I'm the same way with the record label. Like, how do you approach increasing your distribution with a film rather than, you know?
Well, the problem is nobody wants to buy a 10-minute movie on VHS.
Oh.
So if you, you know.
Well, have you got a website?
I have zero websites.
Oh.
Right now.
A website would really help you.
You know what would might be a thing? I'm just throwing out ideas here, but Maybe you'd want to put it on Yahtzee someday or something. You know, I don't know if you'd want to
listen to the snake oil salesman.
Well, no, no, no. I'm just saying Yahtzee has a store opening up. Well, we've kind of already opened it, but it's going to get better.
But you don't have any of the products.
Well, we don't have anything besides, like, back issues, stickers, and T-shirts. And we're looking to put more stuff on it, make it kind of a local clearinghouse for artists.
That sounds bad, clearinghouse.
Well,
you make it sound like bargains or something.
Well, these prices won't last for long. Anyway, we're going to have QuickTime capability on there if you wanted to make it into available as like a QuickTime clip, and then like say for $10 more you can order or whatever. I don't know what you're going to charge for the movie. I mean, I shouldn't throw any prices. When I'm speaking,
you should say for example.
For example, after, yes. And then you can order the film by Adam Hagen, and
So
I'm just throwing this out because Phil is the tyrant who probably has the final say. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
So what's your film called that you have finished now, and what's it about?
Well, the last one is called Church of the Benevolent Idiot, and it's about a kid who's looking for a religion, and he finds one in a cult that's really only interested in his seed. So
his seed, as in semen.
Yeah,
dude, it always comes back to porno.
So does this movie have the what they call in the industry the cum shot? The
money shot. Zero money shot. No money shots. It's all suggested in the game of Twister. But as far as the idea about putting a QuickTime web clip up. I think the only thing that would do for my movie is reduce the sales. So,
wait a minute here. I don't want to cut you down, but you sound a bit starving artist. I mean, come on, you got to talk yourself up here. You can't put yourself down.
Especially we haven't seen your movie and can't call you out on the fact of whether or not you're
exactly.
You're feeding us full of shit.
You should act like a big shot here and say, "Oh, it's great, man."
What's that? My influences, I guess I would have to say my dad had a Super 8 camera, and he used to film us playing in leaves and stuff, and I would watch his directorial style, which was very natural, sort of a cinema verite sort of approach to the whole thing. And then when you get the movies back, they're all basically one long shot, lasts about 3 minutes long. It really speaks to the human condition.
Oh, what are you filming? Like, do you?
I film in Super 8, which is a very grainy, expensive quality compared to DV, which is a lot cheaper, I guess.
Oh yeah, but still, there's something about Super 8 that's
Yeah.
I suppose that's why you film in it.
What kind of camera do you have?
I don't actually have a camera. I've stolen a few cameras. There's a nice Russian one I got from school. I got this one at the thrift store for $2 that I haven't tested out, which doesn't have a reflex viewfinder. It's just a off-to-the-side kind of thing like you get with a Polaroid, so it's basically kind of useless unless you're really far away from somebody. But I also just edit. I don't use video editing. I just tape my stuff together, and it's good to go, Scotch tape it. Spit and polish.
Do you have audio on these movies then?
Yeah, I use a double system sound, which means that the sound isn't optically printed on the film. You just basically watch the film as it's starting and start a CD player or a tape and hope it stays in sync, which it usually doesn't.
Wait a minute. Have you run this on public access or is it...
On PBS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did show that one on...
Okay, wait, I've seen part of this movie. Yeah. And I don't know why, but... I can't remember what I was doing, but I couldn't hear it or I was, And actually, I am interested in seeing this movie because I wanted to see it, but I can't remember what I was doing, Why I didn't hear it or something. Probably don't want to know what it was.
Have you shown any movies publicly besides that? Like, have you had any, your films at any, film... festival thing or any get-togethers or Avon parties?
I was a late entrance to the Bizarre Film Fest at St. John's University, so I wasn't qualified or I couldn't win a prize, but they showed it, which was nice, and the laughter it garnered made me feel real good about myself. And also, there's a film series at Ralph's, which they're planning on doing it this spring, I think, again, and I showed a couple of my older movies there, Pimpin' Ain't Easy and Burnin' Love, and they went over pretty good, but it wasn't a, you know.
There was a film series at Ralph's?
Yeah, I remember that, but I think I was drunk or something. I was like, film! Give me another beer.
I must have been living underground at that time.
I think you're out of town. I
remember
weekend.
Hearing about it even. Wow. Where the hell was I?
Anyway, you were out of town.
Did you watch American Movie this week in town that was playing? I just watched that, and it's a movie about filmmaking.
Did that end?
What did you think of that?
I think it's a really good movie. Those guys are just hilarious, and I actually went to see it twice. I was pretty impressed with it.
I'm actually going to order the movie Coven as soon as I get the chance.
I know a guy that ordered Coven, and I know a guy who knows a guy, so I want to see it pretty soon. But it's hard to approach a guy who knows a guy that you know.
Hey, you remember your buddy there?
Yeah. But, yeah, basically, it's all right. It's okay. There's something to live for. Jesus told me so.
I'm not kidding. This is just from the movie, or
yeah.
Okay.
The coolest old man I've ever seen.
That didn't end tonight, did it?
I think it ended tonight. Yeah.
Son of a...
It was. This was a bad week to have a really good movie at the Fargo Theater.
Yeah,
it's been a really busy week.
I've been running.
I just barely got to see it, basically, because I saw it the night of the Worlds Collide show, and I guess I would have rather stayed for the 9 o'clock show of American Movie.
What are you saying?
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you lie.
I don't mean to be an asshole or anything.
Oh, but
Jupiter Lander.
Some
I guess I don't mean to be an asshole or anything, but Jupiter Lander was the only band I really cared for.
I hear you there.
I already freely
fucking rock though.
Show.
I mean,
so I love Jupiter Lander. I mean, they're awesome. The other two bands were, I don't know. You know, they're probably nice fellas and everything.
Oh, sure. You want to talk shit so bad that you don't have the guts, do you?
I don't have the guts to talk shit tonight. I haven't drank
enough beer.
Okay,
well, that's not what we're doing here. We're talking to this filmmaker, and I have these good questions while he's talking, but I don't want to interrupt him.
Still working at the Vinyl Connection.
Are you a filmmaker at Vinyl Connection if you stop in over there?
Which store is it?
I work in the record part.
The Moorhead store? I suppose it's only Moorhead now, huh?
What? Vinyl Connection and Moorhead?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm out of it.
The Vinyl Connection.
Vinyl Connection.
I thought you were talking about whether or not he worked at Hemp or Beat.
Oh, dude, I thought he said nothing. Just never mind. It's not worth my trouble.
Oh, I've seen famous people in there. I'm not, you know, trying to name drop or anything, but a couple months ago, a couple guys from the Midnight Evils came in and bought some records and all this.
Hey, you're name dropping now.
So I
saw you there once.
You're always playing some good shit when I come in there and flip through the dollar bin. So why don't you list some of your favorite... musical artistes that you like to spin while you're working?
Like the Meters, the JBs. Most of the records I like are just really old, strange saxophone, bongo, and flute records, stuff like that. I don't know. What can I tell you? I really like Rock With You by Michael Jackson. That's a good song.
Do you ever listen to 96.7 on weekends? Because they play soul music all the time. I don't know what the name
what
of
is
the station. They always play like a real shitty local talk show during the days with a bunch of like loudmouth pricks.
Every radio station in town.
Well, I don't know. It's just. I don't know. I think they have something to do with RageWire or something.
Whatever.
But, anyway, there's these loudmouth jerks during the week, and then
kind of like Coaching Six.
Yeah, and they play like the Tom Likas show and some other shit, and then during the weekends they play really cool like old like late 70s, early 80s soul music. Anyway, Adam's getting up to leave.
No, come on here. You gotta at least say, you know, bye or something, because we're not gonna just like.
Yeah, you gotta tell us. Soul music. You gotta tell us like where you'll be, what you'll be doing next, and
what's your next big project or event?
I'm working on this movie about a guy who drops acid and imagines his girlfriend turns into a cat, and that's basically he falls asleep and has a dream that he's going out with somebody, and there's another person tied up to her. And when he wakes up, they're having hot lesbian sex. I don't know.
You can't ask for a better movie than that.
Okay. So is there going to be nudity in this movie?
I don't know. I just thought of that idea.
Have you done any nudity in your movies yet?
No, but I always have my clothes off when I'm handling a camera.
Hey.
I always have my clothes off when I'm handling my schlong.
Wow!
Yowza!
More information than we needed.
Wow, 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 wow.
God, you know, I feel like I have this good movie idea, but it's not really a good movie idea.
Are you talking about Fraternity Laughs?
I'm talking about Fraternity
Laughs. With L-A-F-F-S?
It doesn't look interesting.
I'm shocked. It's got nudity. It's got beer blast.
It's got the big fraternity guy putting his head through
somebody
a wall.
Steals a beer truck in that movie.
And the fraternity house starts on fire.
I saw a Chips episode like that
one. So anyway, we see the Chips episode where they're smuggling weed back from Mexico.
Okay, well, thank you, Adam. Adam Hagen, local filmmaker who was kind enough to talk to us for a little bit. Now we're back with Johnny and Curran Evil.
Say hello, Johnny.
Is this about the Midnight Eagles or is this about the Dirty Frenchman? I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
I don't think I've mentioned the Dirty Frenchman at all tonight. I haven't been glory hogging or any of that shit.
Well, you know, what can we say?
Although, as long as you mentioned it, the Dirty Frenchmen are...
What you want about the Dirty Frenchmen? I'll go take a fucking piss.
The Dirty Frenchmen are opening for the Gaza Strippers on April 15th at the 21st Amendment, Fargo's most puzzling watering hole.
Why is it puzzling watering hole?
Well, because there's no smoking downstairs and there's smoking upstairs.
Yeah, but it got voted... Best pickup bar in Fargo.
Best pickup bar? Oh, hey.
In the HPR.
If you guys are in a band, look out.
I've been all curious.
I've only seen one show there. And I guess it's a better situation for bands now. Like, they've actually got kind of a stage in there. And there's, like, I don't know.
Isn't there, like, a fence in front of the stage? Kind of like.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's where the stage is anymore. Like I said, I only saw one show there. Jonathan Richman was the one who played, and he actually requests that he plays on the floor. Like, he doesn't want to play on the stage for some reason. There were people smoking all over the place at that show. Yeah. Oh, well he got paid, I guess.
I guess like the Stones say, you can't always...
John got up and left. Who are we talking to here? And we're just talking to Curran. He's just a fucking bass player.
Why don't you ask five questions, and I'll try to answer them for me and Johnny.
Okay, so we're going to do a little Yachting 5 action.
Hey, does any...
Hopefully Johnny will come back before we're done.
Everyone else is passed out in the band right now, so...
Everyone's passed out. So you guys aren't playing any more songs tonight, or what?
I'm going to play. I got to wake him up after this.
Evos, do you really trust Curran with your answers?
Premium Beer for supplying tonight's refreshments. Anyway.
By the way, I also want to add thank you to Schmidt's Premium Beer for sponsoring the Midnight Evils tour. We appreciate that.
Well, I thought Budweiser was sponsoring your tour with all that fucking beer you got in your truck.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Jimmy in Hopkins, Minnesota. He told me not to do this, but I want to thank him for hooking us up.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, on to the Yachting 5. You guys are vegans, right?
Yeah, and we don't smoke, have sex, or drink.
Hey, Curran, why don't you come over here for the Yachting 5.
You're vegan. You're not vegans by choice, then. Yeah, whatever. You just can't get laid.
Do I look vegan?
You can't afford cigarettes. Oh, boy. And anyway, so, on to the Yacht Scene 5 here.
Where's the Yacht Scene 5? Where's it? Where's the Yacht Scene? Where's the Yacht Scene 5 music before they start the questions? There, thank you.
Anyway, if your band was cast in a remake of a movie, what movie would it be, and what characters would you play?
Let's go over that one more time. And before you repeat that, I want to ask you two questions when you're done.
Okay.
Because we're going to do a trade-off here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If the Midnight Evils
yes.
were cast in a remake of a movie, what right. movie would it be? And what parts would the Midnight Evils play?
I would like to do...
No, which way but loose or every which way you can.
I would like to do.
This is Jesse speaking.
The Queenie All right. Monkey movies, Any Which Way But Loose or Every Which Way You Can, or whatever the heck they're called. They're great movies.
Okay, what about you would be the monkey?
He would be the monkey.
So,
I would like to do Fast Times at Ridgemont and be Jeff Spicoli. And I think that would be great. I just watched that on TNN, and the edited version is almost as funny as the regular version. But being this is the internet, the part where Jed Nelson is in the bathroom, hanky-panky in it.
Hanky-panky in it.
I wasn't really satisfied with the edited version, for they didn't show anything at all.
So, okay.
Is that go ahead.
Does that speak for the other members of the band, too?
Yeah, I was a... okay. Johnny, I think Johnny would like to be the monkey, too, on anything. Which way, but loose.
Can he do a good orangutan imitation with his arms in the air?
Well, I've seen him walk like that when he's pretty loaded.
Lon can fucking do a good orangutan imitation.
Oh, man. I hope Lon's listening, because I want to say thanks a lot to Lon for all the work that that guy has done. Cripes, man. I mean, I've bugged him so much. He probably never wants to hear me again. All right, anyway.
Okay, so next question here.
Johnny just sat down. He said to come back.
Okay.
I thought you guys were talking about me in here, so I came back in.
All right.
We weren't.
We got another question.
Hit me.
God, I'm having a hard time remembering these questions.
Who's you know, if he had your sidekick host here, he'd be able to yeah. belt them out
Who's
like
your
crazy.
Favorite supermodel and why?
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I always liked Drew Barrymore, but I just found out she's going out with Tom Green, who, by the way, got one of his balls removed.
She's not a supermodel.
Well, she's okay, though. I think I'd rather go out with her than someone like Elizabeth Hurley or... I mean, Elizabeth Hurley is pretty cool because... If you can get caught with a prostitute and then still have Elizabeth Hurley, like, on your nuts, you know, that is the woman for the colonel, you know? Because, well, I'm just saying, you know, that, well, yeah, she's pretty hot, too, but come on. The dude gets busted fucking trying to get head from a prostitute and she's still with Hugh Grant. How funny is Hugh Grant?
He's not funny.
That mobster movie.
Oh, goodness, I'm an English gentleman.
Yeah,
ooh.
Oh, me, oh, my. Well, all I say is 9 months was the worst movie I ever seen, except when Tom Arnold punched the Green Dragon guy in the toy store. That part was pretty funny.
No, the funniest part is you saw that movie.
You know what movie I saw? I'm going to just unveil this to the internet at large right now. I saw the movie Jingle All the Way. And I thought it was funny, man.
So did I.
yeah, this isn't much. Lon taped it for me and brought it.
You guys are hardcore, man.
Brought it up when he came to visit. Anyway.
I'd feel a little weird watching that with somebody else.
The next question we got here is, does your band have a website? And if not, why not?
Well,
does,
for the 400th time,
you can
check us out at www.yachtzine.com/dart. And like we said before, pretty soon the official website, thanks Tommy, will be up any day now with blazing photos. And
Photo scanned off the 7-inch.
Possibly some Java joint photos when Jesse wasn't even in the band yet. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, we got to finish the interview here, though. Okay. Roger's trying to tell me to shut up.
I think Roger's saying this interview really isn't going very well, and just
okay.
Let's get these bastards on and play some more music because they're not being very entertaining.
No, you guys are probably
I appreciate that. Though.
Anyway,
I appreciate your honesty.
If your band, here's another stupid question.
Yes.
If your band was a pizza, what kind of pizza would it be?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Taco.
Taco? I like taco.
That's right.
Okay. Pepperoni and or taco.
Yes.
Okay. And
is that last,
huh?
Go ahead.
What were you gonna say?
I already said it.
Okay, and last question is what vice does the band all take part in together?
Well, every once in a while we have a nice circle jerk.
A circle jerk porn.
We gather around the band, the van, and we, you know, that's about it. We have nothing in common except for circle jerks, actually. So, it's sad.
Speak for yourself, Karen.
It's sad.
Is your mom listening?
No,
my mom's not listening because Kern gave me the wrong information. On this is what, broadcast6.com, Kern?
Well, let's be thankful for that. You'd be thanking me later.
My parents do not know that I'm on the air.
Phil's a smart man.
Because I know what gets said on these kind of shows. Oh, man, no. Listening with your grandparents, that's bad news. You'd probably get exiled from the family. Anyway, what are we doing now? The band is going to play again? Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we got the Midnight Evils are going to be playing in about 2-3 minutes for some more musical entertainment. Then we're going to maybe have them back and ask them a few more questions. But in the meantime...
Phil, do you know what's a riot? Jim's got, like, Ziggy books and High and Lois books in the bathroom. You know, it's like...
High and Lois?
It's like... Yeah. It's like the Sunday comics.
Hey, don't be so quick to leave, John. We might ask you a couple... John's we're going to maybe ask John a couple of questions here before we had them on stage. He leaves to check out the Family Circus books.
Well, their mom is hot whack material, you know.
You know, I can agree that Ziggy is...
Ziggy is the cuter day, than...
Is hilarious.
A bed of roses.
I mean, you know, I was in a thrift store not too long ago, and I found a giant beer mug called the Macho Mug. And on it was the funniest picture of Ziggy... trying to carry a giant mug, and he was just about dropping it because it was so big.
Bro, did you think this mug was cool?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
But
anyway,
you didn't buy it.
John, we got to ask you a question here before you leave.
Yeah, you're the mouthpiece of the band, but
yeah, you're the singer here.
I don't know about that.
You get the most chicks being the singer and all?
I got a girlfriend back home, so...
Yeah, exactly. Good answer.
So, ladies, keep your eye on this singer.
I mean,
once they come up and talk to me, I usually blow it, so.
They blow it?
Exactly.
They blow it.
They blow it.
Right.
I was talking to a girl last night, and she... It was going good until she told me she was 14.
Wait, where's the problem here? What's the problem then?
John's 26.
Oh, yikes.
No, he's 23.
So, 20. So Jesse,
I got it wrong.
Oh, well.
24.
So, what were you going to say?
Shit, I ain't got nothing to say.
How about we get the evils back? I mean, there's some motherfucking dead air going on.
Pretty much. Well, okay, whatever you guys want to do. We're almost at the end of the tape, aren't we?
This Burt Reynolds.
We're recording the show, and the direction of the show is going to correlate
with the
switching of the tapes for the evening.
So they want us to pause for a minute.
Yeah, so, can we put a CD in or something and like make make everybody happy
pause.
With that?
He's giving us the two, the one.
Do you want to move?
We're not gonna.
Do you want to remove the tape at this point?
I'm just gonna keep on talking because I'm an asshole.
We've got. Okay, we're gonna do a quick pause while we switch the tapes, and
shut up.
We can still keep talking.
Oh yeah, we can tell some fucking jokes or something.
Our town is fucking jokes. You can
but
zap
yeah,
out. This ain't
I mean,
gonna be no
this
good.
This is not the official part of the recording of the show, so you may as well.
You
just
don't want me yakking.
We'll just tell a few jokes while the people listen. Is there anybody listening tonight? Was he the editor or the?
Oh,
okay.
So he doesn't really know much about music, but
I don't know about the High Plains Reader. I just.
Well, come on in. Come to Flavor Country over here. Well, it's better than.
See, that's the magic of radio.
Once you're on the mic, you create interesting things to say. You're communicating with people.
Oh, God. I think he's going to say he's creating art.
That's the magic of radio. I'm not talking about art.
And
yeah,
we had enough of that art shit on.
Yeah, you're talking
you know
art. You know the best artwork is plop, flush.
Art is the last three letters of the word fart.
I've played a couple of logs in my life.
That was art.
That was art.
That's creation. That's creating something.
Well, we've got the tape going, right, Roger? Roger?
And we're talking about poop again.
Okay, so we're going to watch the Midnight Evils get back
behind
the stage.
Yeah, if Jesse would get back behind the drum set.
See how good they do without a drummer.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey, have you quit? Did you quit?
Well, John Peterson.
Hey, guys, fuck you, I quit.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
Jesse quit the band.
John, looks like you got an open space in the drum kit.
Jesse quit the band. I don't know what's going to happen now. Jesse quit. I mean, we basically have to listen to me talk for the rest of the night, don't we? JP can maybe fill in for the Midnight Evils. I don't know.
John Peterson, why don't you come on down here?
John Peterson.
Plus, these guys rock.
We'll give you some love.
Hey, Jesse, why don't you get your macho ass out here?
Yeah, all right.
Let's listen to the Midnight
Evils. I said I quit.
He's not even out of the state, and he quits.
They do not take me seriously.
Okay, Jesse's joined the band again. He's getting up there. They won't take him seriously as quit. We're going to listen to them play some more songs. Thank you for listening, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit more with them after they play the rest of their music on www.coachandsisk.com, www.yachting.com, www.superasbestos.com. Love you, off Broadway.
Are we on, Phil? Are we on, baby? Oh, I am a Yama Rocket 2. Let's do this. Fire! Crowd Call Beer Team and take it, Jesse! Man, beer will do that to you. Come on now. You know, right now I feel like Poison on the Academy Awards, on MTV Music Awards, when CeCe DeVille's all coked up on heroin and then he changes the tune.
Coked up on heroin.
Right now the Midnight Evils are coked up on heroin, so we got the same excuse. How about we try one more fucking time, and then after that we'll do some Talk Dirty to Me.
What?
We'll try this a couple more times, maybe.
Hey now!
What the hell's wrong with my fucking snare?
They always blaming it on the snare. This next song is dedicated to Joel Anderson, the fifth evil. It's called My Country.
My head is first weather, my words are first breath. My mind is still in letters, the first thing in the old year. My country way. Body in the country, I have no smell. I like to rock my head, that's what I'm sure for you. My country way. My country way. Yeah.
and thank you to Schmitz.
Yeah, are you drunk out of your mind, dude?
He's on fire. The mosh pit. You know, it's fucking tough for me to play when people are coming up here and fucking bumping me, all right? If you guys could just chill out, all right?
If you could just keep the ladies away. That's too long.
Holy.
We're shaking in England, man. Yeah, man. I wish I could,
Heidi ho.
Check out the yoga. I wish I could actually talk tonight.
Well, this next one is dedicated to the person in England listening. It's called Devil Sky. It's about the U.S.
I found treasure chest and everything they had. Think about you the past. That rock, 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 rock. It's so sad.
Goes out to all the people in Australia because you're so fucking beautiful. And this is by the band from Australia.
Who lives in Australia?
By AC/DC. We're gonna try to do it almost as good. We're gonna.
This one goes out to all the microchips out there.
She's got a lot of computer geeks, baby.
I'm greatest woman I ever knew. This is so great, my bones. I know what you're looking for. Need to take you on some more. I'm giving you one more time. Got to say about your mind. Never say I'm just kidding. Let's just talk to you.
I want to thank Roger once again, Roger and the boys, for having us here. I want to thank Jim Zespe for letting us trash his studio. One more. Thank you, Jim. He's not here tonight, but anyways, Phil Hunt, Justin, everybody, thank you. This is brand new. What's it called, Jim?
Got me by the balls.
Sorry about the boys.
Got it.
you, Phil. Take it.
All right.
All right. This
that was Midnight Evils.
This girl is.
We're just here in the studio waiting for them to get finished. Looking at pornos. Those Midnight Evils are like, you know, they're down with the porn, I guess. You know, they got. they're the source of a lot of entertainment in here. We got some fucking. We should mic. Do you have these guys mic'd over here? Laughing at the porn? You don't have them so loud that you can't hear me, though, is it? It's not going to be all messed up or anything, is it? I mean, can you hear what I'm saying? Okay. Because, you know, some of that. I remember Ryan and I were cutting each other off a lot at the. Was it Isaac Breaks Glass played that night, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, anyway.
There's like a mystery.
I don't know what to say. We had a good show tonight, I think. I think they might be coming back in the studio here. At least Jesse is. It looks like it. Curran, Jesse.
It's amazing how guys are attracted to me when I bend over.
Curran and Jesse, the two guys with the band with the most porn action in rock. I mean, they've got you know, asshole stories. They've got young and sexy in their tour. I mean, there's gonna be stains all over the walls of your Suburban.
He's saying anything but huge, I think, is what he's trying to say. But I want to say that I think the Nobodies are the kings of porno. But thanks a lot, Phil. I appreciate that. And I love your I Love New York shirt. It's also great, dude.
My girlfriend got that for me when she's in New York, you know?
What? She's like 50.
What's his name? The fucking Beatle guy had a new I Love New York. Yeah, well, an A shirt?
Well, John's got to go, quote unquote, pee. AKA
sleeveless shirt. Okay. Well, I can't do sleeveless shirts, man.
A shirt?
I can't do an A
like
shirt.
Like a wife beater.
Well, the Trans Ams have done wife beaters, but I can't do an A shirt. I mean, a muscle shirt. Well, that would also classify as a muscle shirt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can buy a muscle shirt, you can buy the A shirts. A shirts are like wife beaters.
When I was about 8 years old, I wore muscle shirts a lot.
I had a camouflage one that said.
When I was about 8 years old, I wore muscle shirts, but times have changed.
Yeah, I couldn't get away with muscle shirts. In fact, you know, muscle shirts are probably like the gayest looking shirts that you can put on. You know,
how did you get on the subject of muscle shirts? I mean, I was looking at this porn.
This I Love New York shirt I'm wearing.
Oh, this think you should be
John, no, John Lennon, I guess, in his, like, picture.
Oh, right, right. Where you had, like, a cabbie hat on.
Muscle shirt.
Yeah. Ooh, John Lennon.
Yeah. The band that ruined rock and roll.
Well, you know, one down, three to go. One guy almost got George Harrison.
Yeah, George Harrison almost died a couple of weeks back.
Oh.
Well, yeah. He almost got stabbed or something.
Yeah, it sure is. Whoa, something's feedback in here.
So,
I think it's my ears.
Oh.
I think it's something.
So anyway, Midnight Evils.
Take my wife, please.
What else do we got? What else do we got to ask the Midnight Evils?
We want to talk about our new 7-inch coming out, because we haven't talked about that at all tonight.
Yeah, what tunes do you play on there? You play an
Unfortunately, we didn't even
play
do
both
this.
Of those songs tonight?
Unfortunately, we didn't even do the A side to that. I have no idea why.
You did Beating Around the Bush, though, which is an AC/DC cover.
Yeah, we did that, and... But yeah, we
Ain't Got Time for Love, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Ain't Got Time for Love is gonna be on there, and it should be out hopefully in a couple weeks, you know.
Well, what made you decide to do an AC/DC cover?
Because they're the best fucking band in the world.
Why am I not talking to Steve here?
John, I think you did a superior job tonight for losing your voice and all or whatever.
You kind of sounded like that, you know, that MTV back in '87 when Axl Rose was in Japan and his voice was all shot.
But he did
still
it
a killer
for rock.
Show, yeah. But I was like, "Take me down to the paradise." Kind of like that. That sounded just as good.
Curran, did you see us play at the entry when we opened for Hammerhead?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't.
Okay, I can remember.
No.
So you missed us playing our cover of Paradise City.
I don't think I was 21. That's my experience,
yeah.
And I'm sticking to that.
We weren't 21 either, and Lon made it a point to tell the fuckers at the entry about
what
it.
What a bastard. I mean, I was like, oh, ooh, you're in a 21
plus
show. We're
going to drink at the entry tonight while we watch Hammerhead.
And then Lon is like... Are you guys 21? Or the first thing they ask is, are you guys 21? And Lon said, I am. These guys aren't. It's like, no!
I just want to add right now that security is very tight there, and times have changed, and if any band is thinking about, you know, doing that, don't do it.
Oh, well, just say no.
What's that,
Curry?
What's that all?
Is that a public service announcement or something?
Come on up to the
don't drink at the entry, because if you're not old enough... You don't deserve
that
drink
alcohol.
You know,
what's going on here?
They're making it harder for kids to drink these days.
Well, it should be.
Well, you know, if you buy your cousin, let's say your little brother.
You buy your cousin.
Buy your cousin inbred Jack.
say you buy your little brother Jordan a case of beer when he turns 16 or something.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Let's say he goes out driving and kills somebody in a car accident, and he gets caught with beer on his breath. You can be charged, negligible homicide.
Well, the thing is, if...
But again, it's fucking dumb to buy your kid brother booze, especially when they can buy it from the no future redneck guy down the road. Who
I wouldn't buy my kid brother beer because, you know. Well,
no, that
you know,
that redneck guy down the road, man. One time I sat out in front of a liquor store and asked him to buy me a beer, some beer, and it turned out he took my money and went out the back door. So that doesn't always work.
Kids just got to get creative, man. They make them home brew kits.
Yeah.
Make some chemistry place and make your own beer.
Make your own mead. You can make some fucking mead or some
shit.
There you go. They'll fucking feed you beer till you.
I like Steve's idea. You know, that's kind of more you got to work for it.
It's when you get drunk, you kind of get a tear in your eye and say, "God damn it."
I made this beer myself.
It's like, it makes you proud of your craft, you know? It's like, you're learning something.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
That might turn into a business one day.
Except when I did that, it tasted like shit.
Well, you know.
One time I was looking at a recipe for mead, you know, what Vikings drank back in the, like, Middle Ages and shit.
I got a good story. One time, me and a couple friends decided that it would be really cool if we put it. It'd be really cool if we took wine and put it in a bong, and of course smoked tobacco in it.
And that is.
And
cool.
Then afterwards, we thought we would drink the wine, and it would add such good flavor.
Smoke tobacco. Get real with us, Curran.
Needless to say, after we smoked the tobacco, two out of the three people puked.
Smoke the tobacco, you goddamn liar.
You didn't smoke tobacco on it.
You smoked it.
Justin, your brother tried to make wine one time out of yeast, and what did he put in there? Like apple juice and grape juice?
I don't know what the fuck. He had it in his closet, and after a while, it was all gross. And
didn't him and his friend Chris drink it?
I think
they tried drinking.
Tried it. And they're like, ugh, this is horrible. But you know, he was like what, 16? 15?
I remember
16,
seeing that sitting there with a fucking plastic bag, all puffed out with like. Alcohol gases.
Oh, he was proud of it, man. He was all, yeah, we're going to have some booze here. I was like, no,
it doesn't work.
That's probably why I didn't start drinking until 18, you know. But
I drank a little bit through high school, but
I didn't.
You know,
to
be completely honest, I didn't, like, get too drunk that much in high school.
I remember doing the peeing head lean on in the walls of Emerson Inn.
There was Emerson Inn. Justin and I were raised like right close to Canada, and Emerson was an easy access for an 18-year-old kid to get booze. And actually, I first got in there when I was 15.
Well,
you and Chris were 16. Well, I guess that time.
Anyway,
I remember coming home from the bar in Canada one night, and there's a pattern in our bathroom downstairs, in the bathroom, like right when I was
coming in. Is it wallpaper or something?
Yeah, it's wallpaper. Okay. And I was staring at the pattern on the wallpaper, and it kept moving up, and it looked like I was falling down a hole. Like that, like when I'd look straight at the wallpaper, it like zoomed up. And I got sicker than I've ever gotten in my life looking at wallpaper in the bathroom while I was taking a picture.
That's the mood of nicely zonked. I remember I was camping one time, and I was on the floor, and I was spinning so bad, and I was like, oh, my God. And so I puked in the fire.
I got a friend who in high school one time got so drunk, he came home and peed in the washer. And
was this Casey?
And his mom. Casey, if you're listening, dude, I'm sorry I ditched you the other night, but it couldn't be helped. But anyways, yeah, his mom found out the next day, and it wasn't a pretty sight. And last week, to show how much he's changed in the last 7 years, last week, I guess he ended up peeing in a garbage can and putting it on top of the. Of the toilet. I don't know why he would do that, but he woke up with a garbage can full of piss just sitting on the toilet. So.
Wait a minute.
Don't drink, kid.
Wait a minute. He peed in the washer. Wouldn't you need like a step up?
Yeah, how did he reach in that thing? Was he pretty tall or
something? Actually, I think it was the dryer.
Oh, now I know why his mom was pissed.
God damn. Yeah, because, like, I'm 6'2", and I don't think I could reach the washer.
I couldn't. Well, I mean, I could just, like...
The dryer's reachable by...
The garden hose.
You can stand 6 feet away from the washer and get that thing.
Nuh-uh.
But, or from the dryer, I mean, not
the
washer.
Dryer, you could
Well, you could
up.
Maybe if you arc... If you got a nice arc going,
still,
you could maybe reach the washer.
That's at least 2 feet of arc.
Now this is kind of interesting, because a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about shit for an hour, and we're fast on the way to talking about piss.
So you're talking about puking? I got plenty
of puking is a lot more fun to talk about, I think, than pissing.
You know what? I got dared. I said I could puke. If I wanted to puke, I could puke right now. And I got dared, and I said, okay. And I puked, like, on the spot. And later that night, I went out on a date.
Hey.
I hope you didn't give no tongue.
No. Hey, is that mic set up? Awesome.
Look at that. Three mics.
We got three mics. This is a really, really technically amazing.
I thought people would be more
show.
Amazed by my story.
Yeah, considering Jim is fucking playing a show with his other fucking band.
Hey, check. Is my mic working?
I think it's working.
check. Hey, is my mic on? Check.
Yeah. One, two.
And so tell us.
How much beer would it take to get you guys to play something with
J-Sauce?
We want one more tune?
He's a freestyling man.
Hey, Rod, you got to speak into the mic because no one knows what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just saying, how much beer would it take to get you guys to do a little something with J-Sauce out there?
Do you guys do hip-hop?
Tell them about J-Sauce, though.
J-Sauce is a freestyling maniac. He's he actually went to the Tone Loc. He went to the Tone Loc concert in Grand Forks and won $100 for out rapping Tone Loc, basically.
That's bragging right. Tone Loc is the shit. Wow.
And
man, any man who can out rap the guy who did the wild thing. Man, I had the Tone Loc. No, honest to God, I have the Tone Loc record, and it's one of my most played rap records to this day.
I'm sure it is, Kern.
Yeah, are you serious?
Loc That Night?
But is it, like, when it first came out?
Yeah, on vinyl.
With the good versions of the songs on it?
That I don't know.
Yeah, it must be. It was your vinyl, man. Are you serious? Because if you're serious, I want to shake your hand.
Yeah.
I've collected many of those albums only to... There's remixes of the songs.
Wait, it's called Loc After Dark.
Right. But then, see, after he got sued, he had to change a lot of the rhythms and stuff on it. But if you have the original version, man.
I think I do, but...
You should put it on eBay, man.
Yeah.
You can score big time.
Oh, great. Here's a half-hour conversation about eBay.
No way. I'm not getting into eBay.
Well,
it was mentioned, though.
Yeah, it was mentioned.
Are the guys ready to go on, or...?
It's been... indoctrinated into the popular lexicon.
I what time are they open till?
What?
Sunday night, Sunday? Dude.
I got a few bucks.
What
are you talking about?
There's a couple bucks. I've just contributed a couple bucks to the beer fund.
Hold on a second now. Don't worry. Well, we got some beer.
Are we out of beer?
We
don't need to go get beer. We got beer.
Really? We got beer?
I'm just serious.
Well, you guys need to conserve, don't you?
Well, all right.
All right.
we'll see how much we get for contributing. Are you going to drink more beer? Because if you are, I am.
I'll have a couple more, you know, no all big right, deal.
I'm thinking I'll have a couple more. Wait,
dude, aren't we going to eat? I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since noon.
Well, we can go out and
now
eat after this is done.
I just put my $2 in already.
JP is contributing a little bit of his spare change.
I want to thank you again for the pictures, JP.
Yeah.
JP, the official photographer for the Fargo scene.
Also, the drummer for Orange 17, not to toot his horn, but...
the label mates of...
JP, do you play guitar?
Label mates.
Do you play guitar?
Yeah.
Get your ass out there. We're going to do an Orange 17 Midnight Evils
J-Sauce
Jam. Only here on www.coachand6.com can you hear the Midnight Evils, Orange 17, and... J-Sauce. Oh, are you fellas ready? Where's Jason? I'm all ready. Let's do it. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, man. Good. Yeah, that's all right. Some people don't like the rock.
One, two, one, two.
All right.
What's up, y'all? About to do a song. Get a tempo like this, like. I got it, cause mine is hotter. I'm gonna let them in my nose, I get home. I think not, I'm gonna die.
you eating that? But lots of folks in here now are getting fat. When niggas tried to pull my string, I didn't budge. My shit comes out the mud, you think I'm shitting fudge. Put it up and bounce, baby. Feel it shake, I'ma hit you where it counts, baby. Feel a snake, give me one good reason to stop. A good reason, tell me not to fuck hip hop. It's good season, my neighborhood is getting more poor. This track that only trick a finger is the best. I'm like, man, I'm strong and strong to get my voice heard. Let me spit in your eyes, I got this voice for it. Niggas ain't real no more. Falling out my casualties, weak mentalities. But it's never for the salary, we the prison policy. You either smoking or you joking, I guess you joking. You standing with your mouth open, but I don't get you burst with your girls around. But baby, if that man you with ain't real, I got to clap. I'll hold you on the low down in your death. And nothing rather so much, but niggas like niggas so close, they just get it so much. Sing it to y'all one more time. No one's gonna rock you like they saw. That's the only one. Cause I'm known for busting freestyle and breaking blues off. Yeah, little motherfucking hip hop with the blues, all that good shit. Yeah. Y'all feeling it yet? I hope y'all feeling it. But just in case. That motherfucking drum with your face. I'ma come back with one more in your face. For all y'all haters, why you wanna stop me? Better get a copy. I'm bringing out some heat for all the fools that wanna mob me. I bust my instrumental, smoking no from endo. Take it back when the homie built down that face up in that pinto. Jesus wanna squeeze me, busters wanna teach me, imitators wanna take my place, but boy, it ain't that easy. You gotta avoid that crack, bro. You cool and watch your back, bro. You trick your steel hand on the wheel, I'll catch you on the back, bro. You crack like some cereal, butter like a cereal. I'm gonna give you, take it with me. I say it's time to cereal, looking at my feet low. Even from the pump, I'm riding Jesus, riding this one, and pumping like a donut. My niggas call me Jason. Let me paint and hit the Fury on the mid that run and folks around the nation. If you ain't felt that shit, what's up, wrong? I'm gonna end this song. And let me sing that to y'all one more time. I'm gonna do it one more time and sing something for y'all. No one's gonna rock you. And that's me. Ain't nothing wrong with a little self-promotion. No one's gonna rock you like they saw. I'm the only one, I'm the only one. Cause I'm known for busting freestyle and breaking fools off. That's all I gotta say, y'all. I'm out of here.
God, how can we end on any higher of a note than that, huh? Shit. All right, well, I think that's a good place to stop. We aren't gonna get any. I don't know. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna say thank you for listening. That's all I'm gonna say.
That was nothing short of amazing.
That was pretty fucking cool, man. That was awesome. Shit like that happens at this show. We always get J-Sauce rapping with somebody, and then he fucking just blows everybody away. Anyway, we are listening to Off-Broadway on coachandchicks.com/yachtzine.com/superasbestos.com/yachtzine.com/dart. We got, the Fargo action going on. And Minneapolis Power Rockers, Midnight Evils have played. They have jammed Orange 17's John Peterson, who has supplied the guitar action with J-Sauce. And You know? We hope you'll listen again next week. We hope you'll check out coachin6.com, find out when we're rebroadcasting this stuff, and listen to the older shows. Next week we're going to be showing reruns pretty much while we get set to move into the Moose Lodge, where you'll be seeing the radio show. So Fargo residents will know the place to go on Tuesday nights is the Moose Lodge to go check out bands and the Coach and Six off-Broadway radio. So anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. What, we're not done? Okay, well...
we're
I thought we were
wrapping
up
here.
Well, we can drink the beer. We can wrap all it right, up and then drink some beer.
When the producer said wrap it up, I guess he means wrapping it up to J-Sauce. Is that what it's all about?
Well, so are we gonna like talk about shit for a few hours again like last time?
Oh man, no, I'm not doing that again.
I mean, is Gopher gonna do that again though, or is he gonna like do another? He is not. Oh man, Gopher of shooting the shit with Mike Grove on Coach and Six Radio. Yeah, you know, if you ever want to hear about it, more than you ever thought you could ever want to know on fecal matter, he's the man to talk to. I mean, I think when Lon comes up, Gopher should do a special show with Lon.
Yeah.
And they can have a
shit off.
A shit off, yeah. They can talk about shit for... Oh, man. If anybody can talk about shit, it is Mr. Lon Jerome of Fargo celebrity fame.
Yeah.
Anyway, huh?
Yeah, speaking of the Trans Ams, I can't believe the reaction I got when I mentioned it to one of the members. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm ecstatic about the damn thing. Well, maybe we should change the subject.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, come on, Phil.
I was ready to wrap this up, and I guess
we're
going to the rest of the show.
We're told to wrap it up by one guy, and
I'm assuming people who are still listening that the show is done, but we may continue on here with some, you know, goofy shit. We may start to act funny.
You don't really.
We're going to sit around and drink beer. But I don't think you're going to hear... I don't know if you're going to hear any more stuff from the Evils or not tonight. I think we're done with the music part of the show. This is the part where the whole night slides downhill. And we start talking about things that we are really embarrassed about saying the next day to people on the internet. So if you care to listen, if you're not doing anything, you know, more important, you may as well keep listening. But I can't... Oh, we do have to wrap it up.
Yeah, I told you. Brainiac.
Uh-huh.
As he reached the tops of my swimsuit bottoms,
okay.
I held my breath, already hoping that he...
All right, well,
thanks
to the people who have listened for the whole night, because I know there's at least a couple of you who have been listening to the entire show. I mean, we can hear you, or we can tell you're there. So, you know, thanks a lot. Check out mp3.com/jsauce and download some fucking MP3 of jsauce. I've downloaded the MP3. Do you have any more songs on there yet?
I have two on there now.
Two on there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go back because I've only got one.
And I'd like to say, J-Sauce, if you're open next time we play Ralph, we want to see you there, because you and JP, we want to hear that again. Because, you know, it's great.
All right, well, we're going to take care of you all. Thank you very much. We're here at www.coachin6.com off-Broadway. And sponsored by superasbestos.com and yachtzine.com.
What about
Fargo's
Darka?
Greatest media partners, as well as www.yachtzine.com/dart. That's where you can find more information on the Midnight Evils and all their tour dates across the USA. So anybody who's, they're going out west, so anybody out west of Fargo is going to be in for a good time pretty soon.
Good rocking time.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we're out.
Are we still on?
It might still be on, but we're officially done now.
Oh. Oh,
I don't know if we're still broadcasting, actually. This is your answer.
If we're still broadcasting, can you please disconnect, please? Thank you.
Yeah, because you ain't going to hear nothing get out of my mouth here. I was startled when I felt a long, well-oiled finger worm its way into my asshole.
Well-oiled.
Where do you get the oil? See, that's the intriguing part, because it's like, oh, where did the oil come in? So you read the rest of the story.
You're listening to Easy Listening Radio, or something like that. Now is the smooth, smooth sound of...
Did you record that rap thing? I want to hear that if there's any way we can, or not. Cool. How's the rap going? Yeah, same here. Kind of fun to play.
Actually, when you get some beer, we can go back and drop him off because he's driving back tonight.
Okay.
Because, for a long story.
It's going to take us a half hour to basically drop this stuff off.
Okay.
And we'll be back here.
All right.
We'll be part of it.